Hey guys.
Hi, queens.
Welcome back. We're so excited for this week's episode. I feel like we haven't done a Get to Know Us episode in a while, and we have a lot of new listeners. So we figured this would be the perfect time to kind of do a reintroduction and share a little bit about ourselves, like things that we don't post on social media, and just kind of a little bit more about like growing up and like everything like before social media, basically. So I feel like
this is fun. I love these episodes. Yeah, love to listen to them. I think they're so fun. So
and I feel like you get to know this. Yeah, you like get to know the person past like social media, I feel like, because obviously it's like we're not posting like our past on social media.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, really excited. Just a couple updates for you guys this week. Danielle's birthday was Friday, and we had so much freaking fun. It was such a fun day.
It was literally perfect. I'm on cloud nine. It was so perfect. Just exactly how I would want to spend it. So it's also my influence of the week, so we'll get into that.
Perfect. And then just like really quickly, we only have 5 spots left on our South of France trip. It filled up quicker than we were definitely expecting. So we're so excited. So if you are interested, definitely don't wait to book. And if you have any questions, of course, like you can DM us on our personal accounts or the Influence Community account, and we'll answer any question you guys have. But the group of girls is so exciting, such a cute group. And we're probably going to start our group chat and Zoom calls soonish, probably April. So yeah, don't want to miss out on those to kind of get to know the girls before we go and everything. But yeah, so excited and can't believe only 5 spots left. So yes. And okay, let's jump into influences of the week. I feel like I'll go first this week because then mine's like really quick, and then we can dive into yours because yours is way more fun. So my influence of the week this week, this is kind of a newfound thing, and I've been doing it a little more, but I'm so into getting my clothes altered or like taking them to alterations. Like I've taken like, for example, I've taken like a couple skirts that I feel like are just kind of like too long and getting them altered literally like an inch up, and it just like makes the biggest difference, and I wear them so much more because I feel like they just fit better. And I also have taken belts to this like leather specialty place where they'll like, if I buy a designer belt and it's too big, you can actually like take your belt in and they'll shorten it for you, which is really cool. Or if you just want extra holes punched on it so you can wear it in different spots, you can get extra holes punched. And I feel like I take my belts there to get the holes punched on designer belts because I don't want to mess them up. But I'm sure like regular belts, you could probably punch a hole yourself, but a little risky. Don't want to mess that up. And then another thing that I've done is I have some vintage heels that are kind of wearing down either like the bottom part or just the heel. Oh, one of my like those little pieces of heel that's like the heel of the shoe basically literally fell off. And so I took them to a shoe repair place and they replaced both heels. And now the shoes are like brand new. So I'm so excited. I'm in this like world of like getting my clothes altered and tailored and getting my belts to fit me. And like, honestly, getting extra holes punched on your belt is so game changing because you can wear it like, for example, high-waisted on a blazer, like that's a little higher than if you wanted to wear like low-waisted jeans, and you need just extra holes on that because I feel like, I don't know, just the measurements are so different. And I feel like a big trend for spring and like Coachella festival vibes is going to be chunky belts. So I just like want to make sure my belts all fit. And then of course, getting shoes fixed, like, so like, why did I not think of this earlier? I don't know why I waited so long.
Honestly, I did not think of that.
So yeah, such I'm so tip. Obsessed. Like, you can just get your like current clothes fixed, really, and then they're so great. So yeah, that is my current influence that I literally did last week. I did all 3 of those things last week, and I was just so excited picking the items up. I'm like, oh yes, it's almost like new. Like, so excited. Like, I have this leather skirt from Revolve that's kind of long, and it's so cute. But I have to like fold it up when I wear it, I feel like, and I just got it altered, and like, it's perfect.
And it's like perfect. Ugh, I need to do that. I just like give really up. And
it's really not
like,
that
well,
expensive.
Might as well
I don't think
give it away.
I think it was like $30.
Like, oh, that's so good.
Yeah. So that is my current influence and I'm obsessed, and 10 out of 10 recommend. If you guys are having issues with any of those items, like, definitely go do that. But yeah. Okay. What is your influence of the week?
Okay. My influence of the week is having a spa day, specifically with your bestie too. Yes. So Alyssa treated me to a spa day at the Rancho Valencia Spa in San Diego, which is such a hidden gem. Like, we were truly so stunning. In awe. Like, we saw the photos and, like, I was expecting it to be really cool, but, like, it was just so nice. And I can't believe how many things you get access to at the spa when you just get a spa service. You literally can spend the whole day there. So pretty much this was our itinerary. Okay. We packed a whole bag because, like, we knew we were doing activities. So truly I had, like, a whole duffel worth of, like, outfit changes. So we got there at 9 and then they gave us a little tour of the spa. And then we went to the stunning locker rooms to, like, freshen up and change for our massage, put on our cutie robes, and then went into the massage room. Still need to do this recap on my stories. I'm, like,
literally same. I was just
overwhelmed with how much, like, beautiful content I have from there.
Yeah.
But yes, we got our massages, and the massages were amazing. 10 out of 10. So good. So and good. The rooms were so pretty. And then we walked out and they gave us champagne and green juice, which was such a cute little touch and exciting way to just, like, start the day. And then there's, like, free snacks and stuff. Like, ugh, so cute. So yeah, so that was 9 to 10, and then we went back to the locker room. We changed for our yoga walk, which was really cute. We joined so nice. The ladies. We were with, like, these really bougie moms that we were just like, wow, this is gonna be our future, because they walked into the group and they're like, oh my god, I'm Abby's mom. And she's like, oh my god, hey girl. And we're like, wow. So that was funny. And yeah, we did, like, a walking yoga class. We did yoga by the waterfall and just, like, walked around the spa grounds. It was really cute, really nice, and honestly, beautiful day.
They had, so, like, chickens that laid their own eggs, and they used that in their garden. So they try to do as much farm to table as they can. So we got to, like, see all that, which was cool.
That was really, so cool. So that was 11 to 12. And then we went back to the locker room to change into our pool outfits, our little bikinis and cover-ups. And then we went to the pool. We, like, hung out there, had a stunning lunch with the most amazing fries.
Oh my god. Like, truly, when a pool has, like, the best salads and, like, a salad and fries, like, so good. And also these bowls were massive. Like, this was my dream. Just, like, a big bowl of salad and a big bowl of french fries.
Yes. Like, she was, like, green eating juice. It just laying on her chest, and we were just, like, chilling in the sun. It was iconic.
Eating fresh.
So that was really nice, just super relaxing. And then at 3, we went back up to the locker room to, like, change and get ready for the cold plunge circuit, which was my first ever cold plunge. And oh my god, you guys, like, okay, so, like, the how the circuit works is you do the sauna for 10 minutes or 10 minutes,
yeah, five,
and then
minutes.
The steam room for 10. Okay, five minutes.
Each of those for
5 minutes sauna, 5 minutes steam room, however long you can do in the cold plunge, and then the, like, jacuzzi. Or you're supposed to take a break and
the
then
videos
jacuzzi.
Of your cold plunge.
I knew it was going to be bad, but it was, like, actually so much harder than I thought it was going to be. Like, I cannot, like, I didn't know what to do. Like, I was, like, in shock the first time I went down. Then I had to get back out, and Alyssa had to, like, pump me up to go back in again. And I just had to, like, not think about it, even though it's really hard. I feel like it's, like, a mental game, but now I'm, like,
for sure,
I want to go back. Like, I want to do it. Alyssa did, like, a full minute, which was, like, honestly,
I've been wanting to do
one.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do one for so long. Wow. And I just, like, have heard, like, of all the crazy good benefits and, like, how good it is for you. And, like, I was like, okay, if I'm in it and I'm doing it, I need to freaking do it. So I just, like, committed, and I was like, and I went
that
first
was
too.
Really
so
impressive.
I was like, I can't, like, freak her out. Like,
like, I wonder
so
if
I was
that
trying to stay calm and collected. and just like not make it like that big of a deal so that she would do it.
And then meanwhile afterwards, like the videos of me going in are really funny because I'm like, yeah, I literally can't feel my legs and I can't do this. But I ended up doing 10 seconds and but you do feel really good after. I mean, I only did 10 seconds and I could feel it. Like, there was blood flow in my legs.
Yeah, it was feel moving. Them. Yeah.
So that was so really fun, good. Though. Yeah, super cool experience. I definitely want to do it again.
And I feel like we bonded with, like, the other ladies there that were doing it, too. Oh, my God,
yeah. Everyone like, was so like, nice.
Everyone was so sweet and talkative. And, like, we were encouraging each other because, like, one lady was it was really I can't cute. Do it. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you can totally do it. And then we passed her, like, a little bit later. And she's like, I just want to let you know I did it again.
That was
I did
so it twice. Cute.
And we're like, oh, yes, girl. Like, so good. So it was just, like, yeah. Such a good environment.
Everyone was super sweet and chatty. So we did that and then we went back to the locker room to change for the meditation and sound bath, and that was literally so beautiful and such an experience. It was this man from I think the Himalayas,
I think something so. like that. It was like really intense. I feel like normally when you see a sound bath there's like a couple bowls, but he had this setup in the middle of the room with like over 20 bowls, I would say. And then like there was bowls next to every single person laying down, like,
and he put them on your chest during the sound, like during the meditation, and would hit the bowl and it would like vibrate on your stomach, and it's supposed to awaken like your sacral chakra, I think. And that was just really cool, unexpected.
I've never done a sound bath like that, and it was a full hour of this.
Yes,
I just feel like I had no idea what to expect, and like for that long, I was like, "Oh, I might fall asleep." Like, I don't know, but it truly like I think I left my body at one point, and I don't know where I went.
That's like,
but
like it was like a very like what's supposed to happen. Yeah,
interesting experience because at the beginning I was like, "Okay," like having random thoughts because I feel like it's so hard to kind of shut your brain down, and then you finally like do, and then I like. Was asleep but wasn't. I don't know how to
that's what
describe it other than and then once it was over, I feel like it went by so fast. I was like, oh, we're already done. And I was just like so relaxed.
Everything that day I was like, I don't want it to be over.
I know. It was.
And then he did like a full body sound bath for us at the end, and that was really crazy. We stood in the sound bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And he like hit the sound bowl and we had things around us like he was
and there was
the
one
on
your
our
head
heads.
Too
yeah
and then you hold on to the thing that's holding the big
sound, oh my gosh yes so thing. It's like a full body experience. That was really cool. That was just really cool. I feel like we both just had no words after that.
Truly,
we're like, I don't know what just happened, but something just happened. Yeah. And then it was like the sun was setting and it was just the perfect day.
It was
the perfect
just beautiful
way.
Like the birds were chirping. It was such a nice day too because it's been raining in San Diego and it's been on the colder-ish side, so we're like, we hope we just have like decent weather. Like it says it's gonna be in the 60s, like we hope it's not too cold, but it was truly the perfect temperature. Yeah. I don't know. It felt so good all day. There was not a cloud in the sky. It was like sunny and just like so beautiful all day. So
It was just a much needed relaxing like reset day. I felt so good after that. I was like, I just don't remember the last time I felt this relaxed. So
yeah, it was so nice.
This is our little secret weapon now.
When are we doing this?
Yeah.
Because we're like gonna do this like quarterly, like, or whenever we travel now. I'm like, can we do a spa?
Yeah, no, seriously,
traveling, like, so good.
We're like, before and after.
Yeah, so yeah, that was so fun, and it was just such a beautiful property, and I feel like everyone was so nice, like all the guests, like just so nice and helpful. And it's like in a very like bougie place, and I feel like anyone was like stuck up or like kind of I'm too good for you vibes. Like it was very good energy.
Yes, it was like the San Diego bougie, not like the LA bougie, no offense to the LA girlies, but like, I don't know, people are just like super nice and welcoming and complimenting each other. It was really cute.
Yeah.
So Yeah.
So fun. Best day. And can't wait to do it again soon.
Yes,
so.
Can't wait. Loved that. Yeah, so much.
Things, so. Okay, yay. So yeah, definitely doing that again. Like, I feel like we need to schedule one so I can count down the days. You know what I mean?
I know, honestly. So. Okay, we'll chat after.
We'll plan that. Yeah. Okay, yay. So yeah, again, this week we're just going to do kind of more of a get to know us episode, some fun questions, kind of just like how we were before social media, what got us into social media, and then just some, I feel like, rapid fire favorite questions. I feel like I love learning these things about people, and I love listening to podcast episodes that talk about this because I feel like it just helps you kind of connect with that person on a more personal level. So hopefully you guys can get to know us a little better and maybe learn something you didn't know. So we'll dive into that. So first question is, where did you grow up?
Okay, I was born in San Diego, and actually 10 minutes from where I live right now, which is funny, but because I live like 10 minutes away from my parents' house. I don't know if that was clear, but yeah, so born in San Diego, and then I actually randomly moved to North Carolina with my family. This is just like such a random thing, but I moved there because my dad's job. From like when I was in third grade to fifth grade? Wait, no. Third grade to eighth grade. Yeah, third grade to eighth grade. So I was there for 5 years and then came back to San Diego. And I've only ever left for college and I went to, that's a different question. Okay, yeah, so lived in San Diego. Where did you grow up?
Okay, I grew up in Arizona. If any of you guys are familiar, I was born in Mesa, but I lived in Gilbert. They're like literally right next to each other. So I lived in Gilbert pretty much my whole life. And it's just like a very wholesome place. I feel like very like cute suburb vibes, like very, I don't know how to describe it. It's just like a nice little town, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Arizona. And then yeah, I feel like I don't want to answer too many questions, but yeah, I feel like it was a really nice place. Arizona is just so hot, if you know, like summers were absolutely brutal. But I guess like growing up there, you're just kind of used to it, like that's the norm, I guess.
Yeah,
so yeah,
I mean, I guess it's like the same if like you live somewhere freezing, but
yeah it's just like so hot. But okay, next question is, what did you want to be or did you think you're going to be when you grew up?
Okay, I don't know if everyone was like this, but I remember this so vividly. Like in preschool, we would have to like say what we wanted to be. And like I literally wanted to be I wanted to be a professional ice skater. I wanted to be a baker. I remember I wanted to be an astronaut. I wanted to be a teacher for a really long time.
So LOL. Cute.
Like obviously like a pop star. There was just like so like did you do that? Like did you want to be like a million things?
I don't feel like it was like a lot of things, but I feel like for me I wanted to be like a ballerina or
oh okay, I had that face
I have
too.
This like weird thing where I wanted to be a pilot. Like I don't know where
I feel like that's
I got
still
this, but like,
it's still current.
It's still very present in my life, if you know me, and I don't get it. But yeah, so, but then I feel like as I got older, I wanted to be a tax accountant because I thought I really liked math. I thought
okay,
I really liked math. It's like so random. I thought I liked math and they make good money. So I was like,
I'm screaming.
I was like, oh, that could be fun. But then, like, took accounting in college. And, like, for some reason, it just
didn't
click
in my brain.
That was
the worst class.
So I was like, okay, well, that's not going to happen. But, yeah, so I feel like my main thing was ballerina for sure. Okay. Besides, like, princess. But does that count?
Yeah. No, like, I feel like, yeah. No, it counts. We all wanted to. So cute. Yeah, I feel like in college when I was, like, actually, like, okay, what do I remember in college, I was like, I'm literally not working 9 to 5. Like for some reason, I always knew in my head, like something was going to happen or like I was going to start a business. I knew I wanted to do something that was not a 9 to 5 by the time I was in college. But in high school, I literally had no clue. Like I was just like, don't yeah, like school.
I feel like in college,
I don't click with anything.
I was like, I'm going to climb the corporate ladder. Like, I want to be like C-level something.
So funny.
Company, like, but we'll get into that more in a bit. But
okay.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, growing up, like, ballerina, princess, pilot.
And like cop potentially.
Oh yeah, that too. Okay, next question is, did you play any sports growing up?
I did all the girly things, literally. I like started in ice skating when I was like 3, and then I just like,
cute.
I wish I could do it, but like, oh my gosh, I have this like funny inside joke with my dad, because I was like, I think I was like 5 or 6 actually, and my mom like really wanted me to do ice skating, but I actually hated it and was too scared to fall. Like, I was just like, I did not like it at all. And so I would always be like to my teacher, I'd be like, can I ask my dad a question? And she's like, yeah. And then I would do this like 3 times a class. And then I would go up to him and I would be like, can we leave? And then he would be like, no, get back out there. And I would do this like 3 times a class. Like, and she was like, you're out of questions to ask your dad. So yeah, that didn't work out. And then I was in so gymnastics, cute. Actually, like you, I was in gymnastics. And then I from there, I moved to like dance and cheer, and then like cheer just caught on. And then I was like in cheer for like the rest, like for, I want to say like 10 years. That was like my everything. I did high school cheer and competitive cheer for California All-Stars, if anyone knows what that is. And that was just like my entire life. In high school, yeah. That was my entire personality, my entire Instagram, everything. Oh my god, like everything. It's a whole world out there.
I know. But yeah,
that was
so crazy.
That was me. What about you? What sports?
So when I first started getting into like choosing an activity as a young child, my first appointment or whatever was karate.
I can see you in karate.
And you like went, you got the little white outfit, and then your white belt. And I went to the class, and I wish I stuck with it, but unfortunately I did not like it because they made you yell the sounds like in the class.
Oh my god, I did always think about
not like that. Like, they literally wanted you to be like, hi-ya. Like, and as a small child, like, I was just like, so scared to do that, I guess. I don't know why, obviously, but like at the time, I also vividly remember just like not like you literally had to stand there by yourself, and like everyone was lined up, and you went one by one and had to do that. And like for me, that was just the most terrifying thing.
Yeah.
So
love that.
I like did one class and like went home and like kept, and I was like, I don't know. And they're like, okay, we'll just like keep the uniform and see. And then that same week I had like a gymnastics tryout, because there was actually a gym like literally across the street from my house, like right outside my neighborhood. If you cross the street, there was a business complex and there was a gym in there. So we went there. And I did that, and I liked it so much better, obviously, because you were not yelling sounds.
Hi-ya.
And so and then my parents like, okay, like, we know this might be a hard decision, but you have to pick one or the other, because you're not gonna have time for both. And I was like, I think I like gymnastics more. So we returned my karate uniform.
So cute.
And then yeah, so kind of like you with cheer, like once I started gymnastics, that was kindergarten. So I literally did gymnastics from kindergarten.
Oh my god, wow. Up
until like 10th grade of high school. And it was my life. I think when you're younger, you're doing practice like 2 to 3 yes. times a week, maybe like an hour and a half. And then like, obviously as you keep moving up the levels, it's like more and more. And like in high school, I was doing it 4 hours a day, 5 times a week. So 20 hours, which is literally a part-time job on top of school. And the high school that I went to was like a college prep school. So it was more of like a charter school, not public or private. It was just like charter, so like we wore uniforms and everything. But so it was like a lot harder than a public school. So like we had a lot of homework. So literally my routine was like, I would wake up in the morning, I would go to school from whatever 8 to 3, And then luckily somehow, again, I ended up switching gyms when I was in high school. The gym was literally across the street from my school. So I would walk over nice. From my school to the gym, and then I would do like homework from like 3 to 4. And then I would practice from like 4 to 8 or 5 to 9, depending on what day it was. And then go home, shower, like eat dinner, finish my homework, go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And like that was like the routine of my life for so long. And then in the summers, we would do practice for 5 hours a day, 5 times a week. And it would start at 7. So we would train 7 a.m. to 12 every single day, Monday through Friday. Which is like honestly wow. so insane now that I like look back at that. And like yeah. I can't believe my parents literally drove me to that every single day until I could drive myself. Like and pick me up. Like dang. Like
yeah.
So nice of them. Like so
I know I honestly but yeah. think about that a lot.
And then so I did that up until 10th grade, and that was kind of when I decided, like, after a few injuries and I just had a few mental blocks and stuff that I feel like I couldn't really get over, that I didn't really want to pursue it in college. Obviously, like if you wanted to go to the Olympics, and I knew girls who like did that whole process, it's just so intense, and it's even more than that. And like at that point, I was just like, I don't want this to be my life anymore. Like that is truly your identity. All you do is train every day. Like these girls were being homeschooled. So they would like train in the morning, do school in the middle of the day, and then they would train again in the afternoon. And that's what they did every single freaking day. And I was just like, I don't have that spark anymore. And I just like want to be a normal kid. So
yeah, it's like the Disney Channel movies, like stick it.
Yeah, it really is. And like I didn't want to do it in college, so I was like, okay, if I'm not going to do it in college, like there's not really a point to continue doing this. So I ended up stopping my sophomore year, and then I jumped into like the volleyball teams at our school. And again, it was like a small high school. Like my graduating class was 60 kids, I think, like so small. And so like I was able to make the volleyball team with no experience. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like if it was like a more intense like D1 school, like absolutely would not have been able to do that. But because it was so small, I was able to like pretty quickly like jump in and literally play on varsity. Like, hello. Okay.
Love that.
I was like casually like the setter, the starting setter. And I was like,
of course, honestly.
Okay. But yeah, I loved it. It was so much fun. It was so fun to going from gymnastics, which is pretty much an individual sport, to volleyball, which was a team sport. It was definitely like adjustment, but I feel like it was really fun and like made a lot of friends that way. So yeah, those are the sports that I play. And then I feel like in college, I like tried to stay involved in stuff, but then I like, they had like random like club volleyball, but like those girls were like serious, like intense club players, and I was like, no, like I want to win, but like I don't want it to be like intense. Like I want this to be yeah. fun. I don't need girls yelling at me. So like very quickly dropped that. But
yeah,
and I feel like we've talked about this before, but I just feel like my kids will absolutely be doing sports growing up, because I feel like yeah. it just gives you this character, and you just learn so much about like hard work, discipline, sticking with something, like being mm-hmm. dedicated, time management. I feel like it just builds such good character, and like yeah. it teaches you how to like be dependable and like work with other people and like social skills. And like, I don't know, I feel like you just get so many amazing life skills from doing sports growing up. Like my kids will absolutely
yeah
they can I choose what agree. sport, but they will be in a sport.
And also I feel like you are less likely to be involved with like
yeah
the wrong crowd, because you're
busy. Have like I was so yeah. busy, I had no time for anything.
Yeah,
like because then also with like competitive sports you travel, so it's like on the weekends you're traveling different places, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? So it's like yeah. But yeah, that's makes a little sense. Background on sports. Okay, next question is, what were you like in high school?
Okay, what was I like in high school? so many things, honestly. But I feel like overall, I was very much like your basic high school cheerleader, honestly. Like, that truly was me, like, and my friend cute. Group. But we were also, like, kind of crazy. Like, honestly, I was really crazy and rebellious in high school. Like, I feel like I got it all out of my system before college. Like, oh, sorry. My computer just like went blank for a second. But yeah, I was very rebellious and crazy. But also my high school was like, I think everyone was kind of like that. It was just like a very not euphoria to that extent, but like there were definitely kids like that. Like my friends and I, we would like sneak out of each other's houses, like when we would have sleepovers, but then we would sneak out of the window. Like we would jump out of the window because the parents were strict, and we would like get just like all the shit that you shouldn't be doing. Like we would go to random people's houses, and people were like always having parties, and like I don't know.
But like, where are those people's parents?
No, that's the thing. I don't know. I'm like confused. I feel like a lot of people in maybe my high school was so like that because everyone was kind of effed up and like people's parents were just like not present. But like, I don't know. Everyone had house parties like all the time. I just remember them all the time. And yeah, so I feel like I was kind of rebellious in high school. But also had cheer and managed it all. So,
okay,
I don't know.
But like, real quick, didn't you like get suspended or like kicked out? Oh my god! And then wait, your graduation, yeah, good. Like, hello.
Okay, yeah. Wait, I was like very rebellious, and okay, my friends and I were just kind of crazy. I don't know. But yeah, there was this one time it was our last cheer game, and we were seniors in high school, so we're like, oh my god, like let's do something crazy, let's literally put vodka in our water bottles at the game and just be cheering while drinking. LOL, don't do this. Not that anyone's in high school listening, but like, so funny. So we had those like Gatorade water bottles, you remember the ones that you like squirt into your mouth?
Yes.
Filled it literally just with straight,
oh my god,
with straight vodka, like idiots, and we're literally just sipping on that. But we got caught like one quarter in, not even like that far in, because a mom, like, by the way, I was a flyer, like fully up in the air, like I just could not keep the stunt up, like it was, but me and my friends were all laughing, it was like five of us, like, and I think like a mom like noticed or something in the crowd. There was like a lot of moms out to get us too. Like, I don't know why. Like, people just like did not like, I don't know. But yeah, so she was out to get us. And she told the coaches, like, you need to check on their water bottles. And so we went to the bathroom and went back down to the field. And they like pulled us off the field. Like, the superintendent was there. They literally did this in front of every single person at the game. Like, you know, high school football games where there's stadiums, like the stands.
Yeah.
Like we were fully just out there, and we started like sobbing because they told us that we were probably going to get like suspended or expelled for this because there's a zero tolerance policy, and it was just so crazy. So fast forward, we did not get expelled. We did get suspended. I think I was suspended for a week, and then they took away like a lot of the senior privileges. Thank God we were able to walk at graduation, but I could not go to prom, you guys. So I've never been to prom. So, and that leads me to Josh and I were talking about this recently, which is so funny. And we decided for our 30th birthday, we're going to go hard and have like a prom theme. And like, we want like people to like,
cute.
Yes. And we want people to like do promposals to their dates. And like, we want to like have it like, I like want to experience prom. Like I've never done it, which is really sad. Oh my god.
Please rent out a gymnasium somewhere.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yes. Screaming. A gymnasium with like a corny DJ. Like, oh, that would be so funny. Yes. But yeah, so that was like,
wait, that's my such a good idea. Crazy.
I know.
Cute. Okay.
I forgot we were talking about that. I'm like too excited, so maybe
love that.
Yeah, I guess that is like 2 years. Okay. Yeah. But anyways. So yeah. That was what I was like in high school, LOL. I was just that a lost so little girly funny. Who needed actual therapy, and that was the result of that. So that's a whole other conversation.
That is so funny. I feel like I was so opposite. Like, I was so sheltered and so innocent. Like, truly, like, it was, like, school in, like, we wore uniforms, so, like, everyone was wearing the same things. Like, I tried to get my skirts hemmed, obviously, and, like, I got away with it that. For the most part. But, like, literally, like, school and then literally gymnastics practice and then homework. And I'd be exhausted. So I would like shower, go to bed and just do it again. Yeah. So like you thought, and then I feel like also the people at my school were very, very nerdy. Like this was a very like smart, like.
That's the way to go, like, honestly.
And like everyone else, like, unless I was like missing it, like, I don't think there were like drugs at our school, like very just like, I think nowadays, like I've heard kind of crazy stories from like friends, like younger siblings or whatever, like mm-hmm. going through school and like the things like kids do in bathrooms these days, like it's getting wild no, like, out there.
People
but were like
selling edibles in the cafeteria at my okay, school. Yeah, and no, I fully yeah, remember no. we would do them like in no, class, like in high school.
I'm pretty sure like my first like party was like senior year and it was this girl's birthday party. And this was my first exposure to alcohol, which was so insane because her brother is or was a cop and like some kids brought alcohol to this party and I'm like, you guys realize her brother's literally a cop, right? Like he was there. And so like I don't know, and I like took a sip, but then I got too scared. So I stopped and also it was gross. Yeah. So I was like, okay, weird, but whatever. So like that's truly the extent of like what I did. And like we had a couple kids who their parents were like, we would rather have you guys party at our house than yeah. be somewhere random and sketchy and something happen. So if you're going to do it here. And they were at the house. So like they weren't like hanging around, but like they were there. So it was mm-hmm. kind of like, okay. And then I feel like I had like a boyfriend all the way through high school and like his parents were kind of the same. They were like, we would rather you guys like after the after prom, I ended up spending the night there, but like I had to get my parents' permission and like his parents and like
so cute.
I had to sleep on the couch, like
yeah.
But like they were like, we would rather you guys just like spend the night here than like be out driving all night and like you know getting into whatever.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, I feel like I was truly like so sheltered. Like I was not exposed to the party scene until going to college, which uh-huh. we'll get into next, but. Yeah, I was just, like, the most innocent girly ever, like, truly. I don't know if it was just – I'm pretty sure it's because, like, my parents made it that way. Like, they wanted me to be sheltered and, like
– Yeah. I mean, I feel like yeah. it really has to do with your high school and, like, the environment you're in because I feel like my high school was, like –
I feel like I've heard stories about my high school now and it's, like, very, very different. But just, like, okay. when I was going there and, like, yeah. growing up, like, it was very, very, like – innocent, nerdy, like everyone's like doing their homework and studying after school and like
yeah.
that.
You know, and like yeah, me and Josh had different experiences and we went to the same high school in the same grade. Like he literally did not have my experience.
Funny, yeah. And like the sports, like our teams like weren't that good. Like we weren't like a high level like sports school. So it's like the sports weren't that serious. Like yeah, it was fun to go to like the football games and basketball games, but like we all went home after. Oh, we went to IHOP as like juniors when everyone iconic. Could drive. Like we would go to yes. IHOP, but like that was it. Like I truly, unless like my friends were doing stuff that like I was just completely so unaware of. Like yeah. I had no idea. But I just feel like that was how most of the school was. So I don't know. I am like also very like sometimes I can't tell when people are drunk because I just like obviously like crazy mm-hmm. crazy drunks, but like some people are like drunk. And I can't tell. And like Andrew will be like, oh, that person's like really drunk. And I'm like, really? Or he's like, oh, they're yeah. so high. And I'm like, really? Like I literally like
you can't tell. Yeah.
Never developed that skill because I was just like not exposed to it. So I feel like that kind of goes into the next question. It's just like, yeah. where did you go to college and what did you major in? So I went to Arizona State, which is obviously a huge party school. And so I feel like I was... Mm. unfortunately like thrown into that and I kind of felt bad for all like the nerdy kids at our school because I just feel like they were so unprepared for the real world and like
yeah,
I feel like that's one thing my high school did not do is like prepare you for the real world because also my high school was sheltered so I remember just going to like the first party ever and I was so uncomfortable like didn't really know anyone I went with my roommates that I had just met like and people were like taking shots and that was like my first time like actually like drinking uh-huh. anything like crazy and I was just like I was like is this disgusting like do people actually like the taste of this like I was so confused and then I just like don't know I've just never really liked drinking it's never been a thing for me and like mm-hmm. I'm 50% Asian so I would get Asian glow And so, like, I also didn't like that because it literally, like, yeah. I would get hives on my chest. And I was like, this is not cute. And, like, my face is bright red. I was like, this is not cute. And yeah, one time we were at a happened. House party that, like, got busted by cops. And I was, like, freaking out. Like, we were hiding in the bathroom with my friend who was, like, so drunk. And then this other random person was, like, throwing up. And I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, worst case scenario. And I was like, if a cop ever finds me, I literally can't lie. Like, I'm bright red. Like,
they're like, you're literally bright red.
So, but yeah, so I went to Arizona State and I majored in marketing with a minor in special event management and a certificate in sports business. So,
certificate, love that.
I know. I just like couldn't commit to another major because I didn't really know what I wanted to do.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
But I thought I wanted to work in the event planning industry on the sports side. So like this kind of goes to the beginning questions. My dream job in college was to like plan the Super Bowl, basically. Oh my God. I wanted to be the person who was like planning the Super Bowl every year. Yeah. So then I was like, okay, or just like event planning. I really loved event planning. So I did that, which was like so fun, but I did like an internship at a wedding venue and I was like, it was fun, but like, I didn't want that to be my life. And like, and then I also interned with the Arizona Super Bowl host committee. So when the Super Bowl was in Arizona, I like randomly networked and got lucky and connected with the host committee. And it was so cool because the host committee had like two intern like time frames. It was like the prep, which was like 6 months, I think. And then the next round of interns was like the 6 months before the Super Bowl. So I was actually part of the second round of interns that actually got to the Super Bowl. So yeah, so I did that and that was so fun. Loved that. But again, I feel like at the end of the day, like events in general, any kind of event planning, you just work such long hours. You work nights, you work weekends. And I just like was like, and there's not a lot of money in it. So I was just like, I don't know if this is what I want to do. But yeah, so that's why I got those degrees/certificates. And I feel like a lot of people at ASU like usually double major because it's pretty easy because a lot of them have the same like basic classes. And at the beginning I was taking like I want to say 21 credits per semester, and I feel like 15 to 18 is pretty normal, but a lot of people were just taking 21 because like you wanted to get all your like basic courses out of the way and they were easy, so it was like people would just do that. So by the time I was graduating, I think my last semester senior year I had 8 credits. So I had like one class Monday night and like one class was online.
Yeah.
So like I really like did not have that much, but I was also working at the same time. Oh, but yeah, so that's where I went to college and that's what I majored in. And yeah, what about you?
Okay, yeah. So also in high school, I literally, like I said, had no idea what I wanted to do. And I just remember I knew I was super creative, but I felt so dumb in high school. And I hope that it's different now. I hope there's more like creative influences and pushes to like use your creativity and you don't have to go a traditional route, because when I was, well, at least in my high school, like nothing like that was pushed. I remember I had one marketing class and that was the only class ever that I felt actually like smart in and actually that I loved. Like I was super bad at pretty much everything else, like honestly. So yeah, went to college from that course, which by the way, LOL, this was before this was a thing, but we had this like, course where in the marketing class where we had to come up with like a marketing campaign. I don't know I don't know if I picked Girl Scouts or if I was assigned Girl Scouts. I think I was assigned Girl Scouts, and literally my campaign was what they do now with online cookies. And I'm like, I thought of that in high school. And this was before like social media and everything like that. So
I know. That was fun. I did PR, but like obviously had no idea what that meant. And I thought that meant you were like an agent for someone. So I was like,
yeah.
So interesting. Yeah.
I really like didn't try in high school either. So I didn't have the best grades. And so when it was time to apply for colleges, I was kind of just like applying where I thought I could go. And my cousin went to Sonoma State. And so I was like, okay, I guess I'll apply there. And so I ended up going there. It's very random and it's very small and it's in Sonoma, like that area. So Northern California. And I majored in business with a concentration in marketing. I think that's what the school did. So yeah, I got this job, which honestly I attribute a lot to like where I am now to this job, because I got this job my junior year, or was it my sophomore year? And I did it all throughout the rest of college. And it was the marketing coordinator for the student body. And like, I didn't really know what that meant at the time. And then I got the job and I was literally like the face of the student body at this school. Like we had this like entire Jumbotron and I was on this Jumbotron every single day. And I had to like shoot and film with our photographer and videographer, like what we were saying for the day and like what like we were doing for the week and like what was happening at the school and like all this stuff. And by the way, I was also introduced to getting hate online, because I remember like people would like hate on me and like they're like, why, like I don't know, I would get like hate sometimes. And so I'm like, wow, I was like really prepared for this job that I'm in right now. There are still videos on YouTube, honestly. I should share these with you guys because they're really funny.
Oh my gosh.
Where I'm just funny. Like, yeah. So, oh my gosh. And then I did like a little fashion segment. Like, I'm crying. Honestly, that was such a cute, iconic job that really prepared me for today. But yeah, so Sonoma, and I majored in business marketing.
Cute. Okay, next question. Yes. Did you enjoy school? Were you a school girly?
Oh, yeah. High school, absolutely not. And then when I started doing marketing, I loved it. But I feel like there was no one was telling us in high school, like, we could go a creative route. So I just thought I was literally dumb because I just like hated it and I just could not get myself to do it with like the actual like math and science. Like that is not my thing. So in high school, I hated it. In college, I liked my marketing classes like so much. I got like straight A's. I loved it. What about you?
Yeah, I feel like it's so interesting because at my high school, we didn't get to pick our classes, like how public schools, you like pick kind of your schedule, and like seniors would sometimes have like Fridays off or like half day Fridays. Like we went to school like all day Friday. Like it was very like different. But so I feel like, I don't know, I have an Asian dad. So I feel like I grew up in that very stereotypical, like strict, expects good grades kind of household. And so I did really like school. I loved like getting notebooks, like going school shopping before the new semester was like,
so
my favorite thing. Like I loved going to Walmart or Target and like picking out my notebooks and like figuring out like, do I want a 5-subject notebook or do I want one notebook for each class? Like picking out my pens, my gel pens, my binder, my like locker decor, the like shelves and the magnets and like what color I wanted, like picking out my JanSport backpack from Tilly's. Oh my gosh.
That was truly honestly the universal highlight experience. Of JanSport like, backpacks from that. Tilly's niche.
Like truly iconic. And same with college, like loved taking notes. Like I was such a hand note taker, but like unfortunately I feel like you have to like use your laptop eventually just like typing because there's so much, but I preferred to like write. But yeah, I just like love notes, loved highlighting things, like loved making flashcards. Like, I don't know. Like I was like probably like an ideal student.
Yeah, totally.
And like, yeah, followed all the rules. Like, I don't know. I loved school. It was so much fun. But I feel like once I was done with college, like I did not want to do any more school. Like I was good. Like did not ever want to pursue my master's or anything like that.
Yeah, I thought I did. Took the GMAT and everything. And then I was like, oh
my God.
No.
Yeah.
Guess that's not for me. I was just honestly copying Josh. And then I was like, oh, wait, you're like literally a million times smarter than me. And then he got like such a good score. And I was like, oh, like, yeah, not me. See, I cried after.
For me, the thing like for me is at our high school, we had kids getting perfect SAT scores and ACT scores. Mm-hmm. If that is that what it's called? Like, do they even still do that anymore? I truly don't know. But yeah, so I'm like, and I was not one of those kids, but like, so, and these kids were like applying to Harvard and like Stanford, and like, that was like the expectation basically. And it was like, how many kids from your class can get into an Ivy League basically?
Yeah.
It was like very intense, but yeah, I mean, I applied to a bunch of different schools, but with like in Arizona at the time, they had this thing called the AIMS standard testing. It was like Arizona Institute Measurement Standard or something like that, where like if you passed math, reading, and science, you got a full ride scholarship to an in-state school. So,
oh, that's cool. What the heck?
How I have student loans still, I don't know, but that is besides the point. <It's> the I know. Yeah. Okay, girls in my sororities were like so rich. I like at the time, like what I thought was like rich and like wearing like they're for Love and Lemons and like, I don't know, one girl had a Celine bag, so I thought, like, oh, I should go to the mall and buy a Celine bag, you guys. I did that with my student loans. Like, who did I think I was?
I am screaming, like, did you, I just need to know, like, did you go in the mall, like, as a little college girl by yourself into a Celine store and you just bought the bag?
It was a Neiman Marcus, I think, and at the time I was working at Sunglass Hut part-time, and so I had experience, like, with designer brands, so, like, sunglasses. Oh,
okay. I'm like, how did you even know?
Just because this one girl in my sorority had one, and we went on a Disneyland trip and she brought hers, and I was like, oh my god, so cute. So like I went to Neiman Marcus and like thought, like I was trying to like fit in and like be like these like older girls. So I was like, oh, I have this money in my account, because no one explains to you how student loans work.
I'm crying.
Which like obviously like I should know that, but like I'm like, oh, no, I get to pay this off like in such a long time. And like, honestly, like I don't regret the decision. I still have the bag today and I love her so much. But just like at the time, it was definitely not the right decision to make, but don't regret her. Yeah.
Yeah.
So honestly, so I don't remember what I was talking about before that. Just being a student, I don't know.
Oh, you got a full time, like if you passed the AIM. You like,
so like did go, that and like decided to stay in state for that, just because like I applied to Pepperdine, like that was my dream school, and I got in, but I messed up something with the financial aid. I put the wrong social security number on accident. I like switched the two numbers and they don't tell you, so I ended up calling and following up with them, and they were like, oh, like there was an issue with your financial aid application. And I was like, what? And they basically told me my social security number was wrong. And I was like, oh my gosh. So literally at the time, I'm sure it's even more expensive now, I think Pepperdine was literally $50,000 a year for out-of-state students. And they were offering me $10,000 a year in financial aid, like on scholarship. And so I'm like, I would still be paying $40,000 a year. Like that is insane to me.
So crazy.
So I was like, you know, and then I didn't even think about living expenses in Malibu. Like, oh my gosh, like I could not even imagine that. So glad with the decision I made and stayed in Arizona, and it was like a good time. So yeah, this is gonna be a really long episode.
I know.
We're making our way through, and I feel like we'll do rapid fire and it'll be good. Okay. Next question is, what did you do before becoming a full-time content creator?
Okay, before doing this, I worked a 9-to-5 at a marketing ad tech agency. Oh my gosh, and I hated it. I literally applied because it said a marketing coordinator, but it was not that. It was literally an ad tech agency, and we were running ads on the back end, and I was just not prepared. I felt like I got scammed, but it was actually a really cool, like, fun first company. Like, it was totally... they pull out all the stops so you're distracted from the absolute shit salary that they were paying you. So like we had all the cool things. We had so much free food. We had like yoga during lunch. Like it was like really cool. And that sounds still
cool.
It was really, really cool. Like we thought it was really amazing at the time, but we were really not being paid anything. It was really, really bad now that I look back on it, but they distracted us and it was fun. So yeah, I still like talk to the girls that I was friends with from my 9 to 5, and I still keep in touch with so many of them and I love them so much. So that was honestly a really fun, good experience. I feel like it gave me the confidence to, like, I don't know, do things in the business world. I don't know, but yeah, I do have a photo album. However, it did get to the point during COVID, it got to the point where I was crying every single day because I hated it so much and I knew I was not in alignment with it and I knew I needed to leave, but I was so terrified. Like, I was like, oh my God, I could never be the girl who quits her job to do this full time. Like, and thank God I got over that. Okay. But yeah, that's what I did before. What did you do?
Crazy. I feel like, so in college, I was working part-time. I kind of had a lot of random jobs in college, actually. I was working part-time retail, so like part-time at Sunglass Hut. And then I was working part-time at this like sorority apparel company. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It was called 224 Apparel. But then it ended up changing or something. What was that other one? There was a competitor that was like really popular that like made all the t-shirts.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And I don't know why I want to say like Bella something, and like some like names like, or something.
That's the brand of the t-shirts, like Bella and Canvas. Oh, okay. But like it was like something like social, like I don't know, but that like they would just like basically design t-shirts for sororities and fraternities for like all like the different themed like parties, philanthropies, like tote bags, all your t-shirts for like the
cute,
whatever that week is called when you like prep for the week and you all wear matching shirts the week before recruitment. And you all sit at the same table. So I like interned there. And then I also like one time had a part-time job at Michael Kors during the holiday season. And then I interned with the Super Bowl committee. I was kind of all over the place trying to figure out what I wanted to do. But I did enjoy sales. So I ended up staying with that for a while and kind of worked my way up through Sunglass Hut. So I started as like a part-time associate. And then I became, I can't remember what the position was called, but basically there's like a manager, an assistant manager, and then there was like a mini manager, but I don't remember what it's called. But I got that role once I graduated, so that was exciting. And then ended up like working my way up to manager. And then I was manager in Arizona. And then I also was on the Sunglass Hut, what was it called? Social Media Ambassador Program or something. So like so I cute. Literally like, I honestly don't even know what perks I was getting. Like, I don't think I was being paid for this or anything. Like, or maybe they were giving me sunglasses, but I was already getting sunglasses at work. But I literally, these photos are still up if you like deep dive. I would like take photos like with sunglasses. Like, I could check out certain sunglasses for the week and like I would take photos and post them on my social media.
And so like, cute.
Or like style them by the pool or whatever. And it's like,
did you ever have those like reflective purple Ray-Bans that like,
oh, I have all of them. Sweat. I think I
ended
up selling them, but I had them in every color. I had like the pink ones, the green ones, the blue ones. Oh my God, those were
truly iconic.
Like all of them. Yeah.
Cultural reset.
I know. So crazy. And then so then I did that and then that's how I was able to actually move to San Diego because the position opened up here and I had just graduated and my at the time boyfriend, we thought we were gonna like move to San Diego and live together. That did not happen, but I moved to San Diego and was a store manager at Fashion Valley, and that was their highest volume store in the region, which is all of like San Diego basically. So I was running that store and then I wanted to like climb the corporate ladder. Unfortunately, Sunglass Hut Corporate was in Ohio at the time. And I was like, I just don't see myself living in Ohio. Like that is just not my vibe. So I know, I was like, I can't be corporate there. So then I was like, okay, I really want to be like a, what's it called? Regional manager, but usually you have to like move for those roles. And like the one position they were offering me was the Inland Empire, kind of up in LA, but like obviously inland. Oh, okay. And I was like, no, like I don't like love it enough to like go move to the Inland Empire because I had just like made friends in San Diego, like have a place, like, you know what I mean? Like, I just like wasn't ready to like move again for that. And the current regional manager in my area, she had like just gotten the job and like she was young. So like she's not going anywhere. But so that's kind of when I decided like, okay, like maybe it's time to move on to something bigger and better. So then I ended up getting like an outside sales role for a sunglass company and did the whole training with them. Yeah. And then like probably worked. Honestly, I don't even know how long I worked for them, but they ended up letting literally everyone go from our training class like a year later. Like it made no sense. Like they just wasted money on all this training because like they brought in everyone to Orange County and we stayed there and they paid for us to stay there. And we went to Vegas one of the days to do like a training there. Like it was a whole thing. And then yeah, we all ended up getting let go, but I knew it was coming because I wasn't the first one. I was one of the last ones they let go. And so I kind of started posting more on social media. And like some of the days I ran out of stuff to do because San Diego is a pretty small market for like the very luxury brands, because obviously we're so close to Orange County and LA and there's just more money there for that stuff. So I kind of ran out of stuff to do. So like some days I would literally do Instagram stuff, or like I would start going to events.
Yeah, I love that.
But yeah, and then it was 2019, my sister's graduation was when my boss called me and he was like, hey, Alyssa, like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm in Flagstaff at my sister's graduation. And he's like, oh, did you tell me about that? And I was like, yeah, I emailed you that I was going to my sister's graduation. And he's like, like, didn't know you were going to be there. Anyway, yeah, I just want to let you know, like, this has nothing to do with you. Like, you've been great, blah, blah, blah. Like, but unfortunately, we're going to have to let you go. And I knew it was coming. So I was like, oh my gosh, like, like, was it something that I did? Like, is there anything I could have done better? Like, blah, blah, blah. And like, yeah, it was, I definitely knew it was coming. So I was like, okay, like, bummer. And like, they gave us a severance package and everything. Yeah. So I was like, okay. So honestly, I was kind of expecting it and like preparing for it. And then it happened. And then I think I like was at like 20,000 followers or something. And I was like, okay, well, Andrew was like, you should try it, babe. Like, you can always get another job. Like, I was like, okay, you're right. And like,
yeah.
So yeah, I was just like in sales and always done retail sales. And honestly, I was kind of done like working nights, weekends, holidays. Like I really like was done with that. So that is what I did before becoming a full-time creator. okay. Next question is, who was your first content creator you started following that you remember?
Okay. The first one that I remember is We Wore What.
Oh my God.
Danielle Bernstein. Iconic. She was the first one. And I remember it was because when I started my fashion blog, which by the way was like, I started a different Instagram. Like, I don't know what I was doing, like for my fashion blog. But when my friends like texted me, she's like, oh my gosh, have you heard of this girl? Like, she's doing this too. Like, literally at such a larger scale. But so then I was like, no. And so I went to her page and I was like in awe. Like, I think that was the first time I like realized that like people were doing that out there, because I thought I was the only one. And I was like, oh, darn. Like, she's like really making it big. Like, wow, this is actually a thing. And then I remember after that, I feel like I followed back when like blogs were a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I literally would read The Blonde Salad, which is Kiara
I think it's like Chiara or something.
That girl but her blog was called The Blonde Salad, and it was like honestly so cute, and I would literally read her blog posts. And also We Wore What's blog was really cute too, I remember. So I loved that. And then I also loved Ami's song. Those were like super OG girls, like truly the OGs. Yeah. And I was a huge YouTube guru girly. I followed and watched all the YouTubers. Like, I tell Alyssa about this all the time, but I was literally an avid watcher of all the girlies.
I'm
like,
so sad. Like, I was not exposed to this in any way at all.
You would have literally loved it so much.
I feel like I would have loved it, but like literally no one that I knew ever spoke of anything. So either these people were secretly into YouTube, or truly anyone that I was around was not into YouTube at all.
Yeah, YouTube was like such a huge part of my life. Like I started watching YouTube and like actively watching YouTube, I want to say in middle school. And I found like Shane Dawson, Trisha Paytas. Like I've been watching these people, like Tana Mojo. Like, oh my God, I've been watching her for freaking ever. So yeah, I remember like I watching these girls and I was like, wow, I want to do this so badly one day. And I remember I would pretend to record videos on my iPod Touch of me like trying the Maybelline. What was that blush that was like spongy? Did you ever have that? It was that blush. And then I remember my sister's friend, they went on my iPod Touch and then saw the video and then were laughing at me. And so then I never did it again. But I always wanted to. But I was too embarrassed. So
cute.
Yes, that is my little story about first content creators. What about you?
I'm trying to think. I feel like off the top of my head, I think I followed a bunch of LTK girlies. Like I vividly remember watching her Instagram is Emily Ann Gemma. And she's like, I think she lives in like Oklahoma or something. And she's like Southern, but she's like so cute. At the time, she was like dating this guy in med school and like he was a doctor and like she was doing Instagram. And like now she has like two kids and they built this beautiful home in Oklahoma or something. I don't know. But like she also wore a lot of designer. So I felt like I was just like so influenced by the designer world at such a young age from literally working at Sunglass Hut and having all those designers, being in a sorority with girls, having like designer handbags, and then like following these bloggers that were like always posting designer. So I feel like Emily and Gemma, and then that same girl that you were talking about, like Chiari Ferragani or something like that.
Okay, yeah, I think that's her name.
Something. And then I'm trying to think who else. I can't remember. I don't, it was just random girls that I don't even like follow or I don't know. So yeah, I feel like that was kind of my, Dani Austin. I feel like I found her like randomly.
Like, she was
just everywhere. Like any girly who was talking to the camera. Oh, Tezza, for sure Tezza.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It was like Tezza and then like Quigley, but then I feel like.
Oh yeah.
And then I don't know. Yeah, it definitely like changed after I stopped like posting in a crazy preset, whatever. But I feel like those are kind of like OG vibes. But yeah. So funny.
How I know. So much has changed.
But yeah.
Different areas. Okay. Yeah.
Next question is one piece of advice that you know now that you would tell yourself when you're first starting.
I feel like this is kind of cliche, but truly I would tell my, actually I'm going to change my answer. I feel like I would tell myself to stop trying to be like at what everyone else is doing, because like that is not what's going to work for you. I feel like I was just like, not copying, but like I was really trying to follow like exact things that people were doing, and like, I don't think I had like any sort of sense of identity. And granted, that does come with like the more you try things and like, you know, do different things on social media and kind of find your place and find your voice. So like, but I think I would just say like really look inward and just be as authentic as you can. And that is so cliche. But yeah, when I look back on it, I can't see myself in that version anymore, because I just don't feel like I was not connected to myself. I was very connected to like other people. So yeah, I think that's what I would say. What about you?
Love that. I feel like I would probably say don't let other people's judgment of you make you stop or not do something. It's like so crazy. So like when I was working at Sunglass Hut as the manager in San Diego, all my employees pretty much went to SDSU, and so like they had friends who were like SDSU like hot girls basically. Yeah. And they had like 20k because they were like hot. Yeah. And like I'm sure it was like all male following, but I thought that was like so cool. And it's I was like, oh my God, like I would love, like I was, I feel like I was one of those girlies that I was like, I would love free clothes or like free things. Like, but yeah. I feel like once I started posting, I was like afraid that they would find it or like mm-hmm. judge me or like, what if I didn't do well? Like, what if it didn't take off? Like, what if nothing happened? Then I would just look stupid or yeah. Like I just like didn't want to look dumb. And I feel like that kind of, that fear, like, really makes you not kind of be yourself or you're not really yeah. like putting it all in. So I would say to myself or to anyone, like people are going to judge you, but at the end of the day, that's like a reflection on themselves. And like, if you're doing something that makes you happy, like who are they to say what you can and can't do? Like, I don't know. I can't even imagine what it's like right now in high school growing up with social media, because I did not have Instagram until basically college. And so I didn't even have it in high school. So, oh my God, I cannot even imagine. So it's just like, don't let people like having fear of being judged. I feel like don't let that hold you back, because it's just like pretty much wasted time, unfortunately. Cause it's like, once you get over that, you're just kind of like, why did I let those people affect the choices that I made? Like, you literally don't care. And like, I was at this small event and like, there was this girl and she was in high school and she was like so sweet. And she's like, oh my gosh, like I really want to do Instagram. Like that's my goal. And like, I like post my outfits and these girls in my class like make fun of me. And I'm like, honestly, like
they're jealous.
That is so sad. First of all, like, do not let them like affect you at all. Like that is truly like literally they're either jealous of you because you're doing it or there's just some insecurities going on there. And like, it has literally nothing to do with you. Like if you love this, like do it. Like who cares what they think? And after you graduate, you never have to see them again. So don't let that affect you. I feel like that is like huge and something that
we all need to figure out in here.
Okay, next question is, what was your follower count when you went full time?
Okay, I think I was at 50k.
Yeah,
maybe a little over. I can't remember, but it was like pretty up there. And I definitely feel like I could have quit my full-time job sooner, but I just let the fear of like failing for sure hold me back. Like I was like so nervous that I would have to come back. That's what held me back for the longest time. I was so scared that I would have to get another 9-to-5 or like try to get my job back. And that's truly what kept me. And I can honestly say I've literally never once looked back. And I feel like once you give it your all, things just start clicking and things start working. But yeah, I was at 50K and I was signed to an agency at this time too. But I also quit like right before. Oh no, it was COVID. Yeah, okay. It was during COVID. I feel like this happened with a lot of people. But yeah. It's very different now. You definitely do not need a certain follower count to quit and go full time. But what were you at?
I think I was at like 20K. And this was like during the time where like I feel like you had to have at least 100K to like be making good money. I think yours was a little before COVID.
It was October 2020.
Oh. No, really?
Yeah.
Because mine was May 2019. So you did it a whole year and a half longer.
Yes. I remember like always, I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe you're doing this whole time. Like I want to do this like so bad. Like I was like, wow. I was just like in awe that you were doing this full time. And like you would literally pick me up from my job, dude.
And then we would go to LA. You're so right.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I just like I said earlier, I had gotten let go from my job. And so I was like, okay, well, this is what's gonna like be, I guess. Like, I don't really know. So I didn't really have a choice. And I was like,
yeah,
like you said, like, I was like, I couldn't really see myself like interviewing and getting another job. And like, obviously, Andrew was like so supportive and like very like financially helpful at the beginning and was basically like, I got you. If anything go south. So like that was like a huge like confidence booster, yeah, kind of knowing sweet. That he was like supportive of it, especially because he was an entrepreneur. Like I truly don't know if I'd be doing this if I mm-hmm. like didn't meet him. Like I don't know if I would have gone full time, because his experience being an entrepreneur like really helped in being a freelancer. So he kind of could help me navigate, yeah. even though it's different industries. But yeah, truly was at 20K. And honestly, girls go like full time at like 10K now, because like there are just so many different yeah. kinds of opportunities. But just at the time in 2019.
Yeah, like, at the time, that was really iconic that you kind went full time at 20.
But yeah. Again, like you never looked back. Like this was always plan A, like was like so determined to make it happen. And like, yeah, kind of crazy.
Yeah,
and I feel like literally, it kind of, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like when your mindset is in it, I feel like opportunities flow toward you, because that's what you're opening up your
yeah
like frequency to, and just things start coming in and working out and falling into place. It's kind of like you'd be really surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. Okay. And then last question to wrap this up is, do you remember what your first ever collab was?
Yes, I do. Actually, I think I remember both Gifted and Paid.
Okay.
I just thought of it. I really think my first Gifted was this. They're definitely not around still. It was like Cherry Bomb. I think it was called Cherry Bomb or something. And it was like cute clothes and I was in shock. I was so excited. That was Gifted. And my first Paid collab was an event at like UCSD.
What
you
say? Yeah. What?
Dude, yeah. It was for Hubert's Lemonade. They paid me $75 to go to an event. And I just like could not believe what was happening. Like I was shook to the core. I had to leave my job early. I remember I said I had a dentist appointment or something at 3 so I could make it to this event, which is like so funny. And yeah, I just had to post at the event and I got $75 and I was stoked.
Oh my God.
So random.
So funny.
I know. Yeah. Dang. What was okay. yours?
So my first ever Gifted was this t-shirt brand called, I think it's called Thread Tanks.
Are they still around, they you
like,
think?
I think so. I think I saw them like post the other day. and it was just like those just like cute,
shout out
like
Thread Tanks.
I think that's what it called. I honestly like, I kind of want to check, but it was like, they like make those generic t-shirts that just had like really cute sayings on them. And they, I got to pick 3 off their website. Yeah, it's called Thread Tank.
So cute. Love that. Shout out Thread Tank for believing in you.
No, truly. And I like got to pick 3 off the website and I was so stoked. And I remember Andrew just being like, wait, they're just going to send you 3 t-shirts for free to take photos in and post. And I was like, yeah, like he was like, oh my, he was like, that is so insane to me, but okay. And so I was so excited. I literally took these photos. One of them, I was wearing the shirt with like a skirt, I think, in front of like a Walgreens or CVS wall, like with a sunflower.
No,
like,
I did that oh so many times, gosh, honestly. Like,
so that was my first ever Gifted. And like Andrew was just like, his mind was blown. He just like could
That's
not wrap
so
his head
funny.
Around it. And then, honestly, I can't remember my first one. I think this was my first. I can't remember if this was my first paid one or my first good paid one. I'm sure I could check some Excel sheet. But
yeah,
the one I remember was Vici dolls, like back in the day. And like I was taking
oh, wow.
coaching classes from this like influencer in San Diego. And she like helped me like write my pitch and like. I pitched okay. them and I think they paid me like $800 for like, I think it was like
that. Yeah, that's like really good.
Which was like so good. I was freaking out. I was like, oh my God, like no way. Andrew was like, wait, you're paying them or they're paying you? And I was like, no, they're paying me. So that was like really crazy.
So crazy.
And like truly, I'm not even joking. I'm sure this is somewhere on social media. I made videos before Reels were a thing, I was like making IGTVs and like posting videos as like a post and like with like slow-mo and transitions and like filters on these videos.
Love that.
Like with these clothes, because I was like, oh my gosh, I have to do like such a good job. So yeah, like the craziest videos, like before videos were truly anything. So
yeah,
wild times, and like so crazy how the industry has changed, but it's so interesting because I just feel like people come from such different backgrounds and such different experiences to like getting to this journey, and it's just so interesting.
Totally. I know. I just like, I'll always be interested in hearing about it and how people get here.
Yeah. Okay, so I feel like we'll save favorites for a different episode.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Because
that way we can go more in depth and kind of share that with you guys. So I feel like we'll wrap that up here. But hopefully you kind of got to know us a little more and just kind of like our backstories, like where we're from, how we got here, who mm-hmm. we were. Do you want to share our listener of the week really quick?
Yes, our listener of the week is Dom. Her Instagram handle is Dom, D-O-M dot M-A-N-T-E-L-L-I, so Dom.Mantelli. She is one of the girlies going to the south of France with us on our girls trip, and we are so excited. Truly so excited.
So excited.
This group is amazing. She also has really cute style. She does really cute little reel videos. And she's also a 2024 bride. So if you are so also exciting. A 2024 bride, maybe you guys can chat with Miss Dom here. Soon to be Love Mrs. that. Dom here. so but yeah, cute. Super sweet. We're so excited to go on this trip with you. And we appreciate you, Dom.
Yeah, so fun. Oh my gosh. Okay. I feel like this episode was definitely longer than we were expecting and one of our longer episodes.
And it was really fun.
Yeah, I loved doing this, and hopefully you guys got to know us a little bit better. And if you made it all the way through, we appreciate you and love you so much. Hope you guys truly have an amazing week, and we will chat in our next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.